It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week's book is a glimpse inside a coal mining town during the 1940s. Cheryl Bazui reviews the memoir, The Day the Whistle Blew, The Life and Death of the Stansbury Coal Camp by Marilyn Nesbitt Wood.
As a coal miner's granddaughter, the title of Marilyn Nesbitt Wood's memoir, The Day the Whistle Blew, intrigued me. The subtitle is The Life and Death of the Stansbury Coal Camp, a clear foreshadowing of things to come. Wood opens her soul and digs deep to write about her family's experience with coal mining in Wyoming. The Day the Whistle Blew deals with poverty, work ethics, public education, the tight control of company towns, and the disparity of wealth between blue-collar and white-collar workers. It also encompasses family dynamics on almost every level. Wood shares many poignant memories in the memoir, some good, like the company-sponsored contest, and some bad, like a family betrayal after her father's untimely death. Wood captures the culture of the 40s and 50s spot on, like the family summer tent camping vacations at Granite Hot Springs. These were typical for people who wanted a getaway on a shoestring budget. But the majority of Wood's childhood revolves around the underground mine, community, and family in the coal camp of Stansbury, Wyoming. Built by Union Pacific Coal, the town seems idyllic. The homes have indoor plumbing, the children enjoy friendship and freedom, and the men have a steady income. However, as the demand for coal wanes, the desperate mine foremen demand more and more from the miners, often putting their lives at risk. One day, Wood hears the whistle that signals a mining accident, and it seems to blow for hours. That was the day her father lost his life in the mine, the day her life changes forever. Wood writes honestly and compellingly about mines, coal camp kids, miners' wives, company towns, letting go, and acceptance. She writes about the generosity of the town doctor who provides money for her to attend college, something her father promised before his untimely death. Wood's descriptions of her first love are discreetly charming, while some of her descriptions were shocking. She reveals frictions in her relationships with her siblings, school friends, extended family, and her parents. There were a few times I squirmed and wondered why she included certain details in her memoir. But that was my problem, not the writer's. The chronological organization of this memoir makes it easy to follow. Unlike so many memoirs that skip from one subject to another, or those that jump back and forth in time, it is a well-written, structured, and paced memoir, a searing story of bittersweet survival in a coal company town.
That book is The Day the Whistle Blew, The Life and Death of the Stansbury Coal Camp by Marilyn Nesbitt Wood. It's published by High Plains Press. Reviewer Cheryl Bazui is a frequent contributor to Bookmark. She's also a writer who uses the pen name Anne McCauley. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it at WPSU.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy. Thank you.